It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician in Charlotte, North Carolina, with 30 years of clinical experience under my belt. Practical, portable, and precise is my goal in making these pediatric podcasts, helping parents raise their children with information that can be helpful from the crib to the country club. And before we get started, let me remind my listeners that by listening or downloading this podcast, you are agreeing to my terms and conditions posted on my website, DocSmo.com. Today we're going to add another PEDcast to my practical pediatric collection with some advice to help children who make excessive earwax and suffer periodically from a loss of hearing. Now for most children, earwax is healthy and necessary to keeping their ear canals clean and uninfected. It looks like dirt, but it's actually good stuff. But some children, and adults for that matter, chronically make too much wax and actually impair their hearing with all that wax. So I thought we would take a few minutes today to discuss an easy way to remove excessive wax from those children who have this problem. As we begin talking about this subject, let me remind my listeners that the eardrum is a very delicate structure, and we don't want to in any way take a chance of damaging it. Now, so the advice I'm going to give you for earwax removal is not for everyone. It's not for anyone who's ever had ear surgery. It's not for anyone with ear pain. It's not for anyone who has a hole in their eardrum now or any time in the past. So that now we're talking about a healthy child old enough to tell you that they can't hear well, who has a history of a large wax impaction in their ears, who has no pain in their ear, who has never had ear surgery, who has no tubes in their ears, and you are sure has no perforations in their eardrum. So let's assume you have one of these children whose hearing is impaired by a large wax ball in their ear, and it's blocking the sound from reaching their eardrum. They can't hear. Well, here's a simple, inexpensive way of removing the cause of the problem. To remove this hard wax impaction and restore hearing to normal, first, we need to soften that wax up. I recommend a stool softener for this purpose. Yes, you heard me right, a stool softener. Its generic name is docusate sodium, but it's marketed under many brand names such as Colace, Dulcolax Stool Softener, Fleet Softlax, Pedialax, and Philips Stool Softener. When a few drops of these stool softeners are put in the ear canal and given a few minutes to work, the hard earwax begins to soften and can be flushed out with ease with a gentle stream of lukewarm water delivered with a medium or large syringe. Make sure you're gentle when flushing, but be persistent until the wax is flushed out, as it almost always is. Do this in the bathtub, or over the sink, or even in the backyard, no matter. Voila, as they say in France. Mission accomplished. After the wax is removed and hearing will be restored instantly. Docusate comes most often as a gel cap, which can be punctured with a little needle and dripped into the ear canal, or it's also available as various liquid preparations. Both are very, very cheap. My kind of treatment. Cheap and effective. A few drops of rubbing alcohol after that flush will make sure that the ear canal is dried out after the procedure. Well, it's that simple. This technique may not solve the healthcare financing crisis, but may save your child a lot of visits to their pediatrician or ENT specialist to have their hearing restored. That's got to be good for your pocketbook. Now, my experience is that children who make excessive wax do this their entire life. So I recommend a cleaning once a month, and this should keep their hearing in tip-top shape. Remember, this flushing stuff is only for children who periodically can't hear because of excessive earwax, who have never had ear surgery or a hole in their eardrum, and who have no pain in their ears. Well, thank you for joining me today. If you like learning practical stuff about caring for your children, you're in the right place. Go ahead and ensure that you're going to get all of the new content from DocSmo.com by subscribing on iTunes, liking us on Facebook, or following us on Twitter. And don't forget, I love comments. Comments are welcome. Please send them into the blog. When it comes to whatever we are talking about, share your wisdom and insights with other parents. Let's talk kids. You know, that's the title. This is Dr. Paul Smolin broadcasting from famous Studio 1E. That's my first child's bedroom on the east side of my house. Hoping you learn some new facts about your child's stubborn earwax. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David, Golden Voice Jaffe, for his intro voiceover. Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance. Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff. Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography. And Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.